Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That is Mr. Dennis Kowalski. He is president of cryonics.org. He's on the hotline right now.
We've never met Mr. Kowalski, right?
No.
We've had who are the big guys? The first ones we met back in the 90s with cryogenics. There's like four or five big companies.
We've had similar companies, all of them more expensive. Some of them could explain it better than others.
Well, it all started with Ted Williams.
Yeah, when the rumors and the truth and the whatever of Ted Williams and having his head removed, having it frozen, thinking they could bring him back if they could restore a body, if they could use brain tissue, all of those things.
Yeah, so it's all of these things got everybody talking about it, and people didn't even realize that cryogenics has been around for a while. Because was Walt Disney?
Disney was rumored to
but I can't remember if that's true or not.
Yeah, that's all of them. It's hard to tell from the internet if it's true or not.
So all of these companies are saying that maybe we can freeze you, and then whatever killed you, maybe it's fixable. Maybe you come back and you live out the rest of your natural life until the next thing kills you.
If the medical technology of the future catches up, then maybe we can bring you back.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's been brought back yet from this, have they? Nobody has anybody ever?
Not that I know of.
Hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, our next guest has been a firefighter and EMT, is certified in advanced cardiac and advanced pediatric life support, and is a CPR instructor for the American Heart Association, as well as being president of the Cryonics Institute, the world's largest provider of whole-body cryonics, freezing humans and pets in the hopes that someday, technology can restore them. Please welcome, Dennis Kowalski.
Dennis, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, we've never interviewed you for cryonics.org. We've talked to the guys at Alcor and a couple of different companies, but it's the same idea, correct? Maybe not the exact same process, but the freezing of the human body, walk me through this. So person knows that they're going to die one day, or they have a disease, or they, at whatever reason, they're in touch with you prior to their heart stopping. What do they do then?
All right. So what people do is they do research and they look into what we're doing and they sign up. Usually most people sign up with life insurance. $28,000 is the cost. I know there's a little sticker shock on that price. But if you think about what we're doing, that money goes into an endowment. We're a nonprofit. All of our records are open for public scrutiny. And that interest on the investments pays for the perpetual overhead.
So you accept life insurance as full payment as long as they can show that when they die you're going to get $28,000.
Correct.
So that makes it pretty easy because then you don't got to come up with any money up front, and you're like take me. I'm not married. I don't have a kid. So if I wanted to have a life insurance policy worth $30,000, and put you as the beneficiary, you promise to stick me in the nitrogen.
Right. So I have $500,000 for my family, but I've earmarked $50,000 for the Cryonics Institute myself.
All right, so let's get down to the weird part. Because this is, obviously, Dennis, it's odd, because we're talking about freezing people, and you don't have a background in neurology or biochemistry. I was a I was going to be a firefighter. I actually got my hazmat rating level, and I was on a, I was a medic on the ambulance, and had gone through much of the similar. But certainly, it doesn't teach you cryogenics and cryonics.
Well, yeah, we've had people on our staff that are cryobiologists. The person who started cryonics was a physics professor.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got over 62 PhDs, medical doctors that have worked with us. So, you know, I work in the paramedic field, or I did. Now I work in the cardiac field. But basically, it's not rocket science. It's an ambulance ride to a future hospital.
Correct.
Where the rocket science begins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It doesn't exist yet, but who knows? You know, in the future, nobody knows what's possible.
So how do we, because you're not, I saw the term straight freezing on the website, which made sense to me. It's not what you would call like, hey, I stuffed you in this freezer. Now you're hard as a rock, and now you're frozen. There's a process you guys believe in that will keep the cells in a situation where they can possibly regenerate and restart.
Correct. So currently when we freeze tissues, single-celled organisms and rudimentary tissues, we use cryoprotective technique. So that there's no expansion or contraction of the tissues. We have formulas that were developed,
so,
and we actually perfuse them in like the equivalent of heart-lung bypass into the patient's body so that the cells are protected.
So you have to take the blood out.
They're not perfectly protected, but it's better than a straight freeze, yeah.
Right, right. So you take the blood, and then that's saved, I assume, and then you basically go with like a heart-lung machine, which is your circulatory system, and I don't know if you call it antifreeze, but some kind of a cellular protectant. What is that?
It's a biological antifreeze, vitrification solution, and what it does is it stays liquid at high temperature or at cold temperatures and does not crystallize.
Okay, because that's what damages
locks into place. Yeah.
That's what damages the cell.
Yes.
Okay, so now we have a situation where, let's say, I have a heart attack and I died. Now, I've already got you signed up, so bam, you guys, as fast as you can before they start to decay, you get me there, empty out my blood, put in the other stuff, throw me the nitrogen, hoping that maybe one day they get the, let's say, Jarvik 92, and they finally perfect a mechanical heart. They can unfreeze me, take out my diseased heart, throw in another heart, and bam, I get to live out the rest of my natural life.
Probably would be a lot more complex than that. We'd probably have to replace or repair all your cells from the, you know, there's going to be some freezing damage, there's going to be aging, and there's going to be comorbidities that made you sick. But we already have, even today, stem cell regeneration of tissues. So we don't know where that's going to take us, but we know that we're only at the bottom of that technology.
Has anybody ever been, because this would be the big sell, right? Like, you just need to freeze somebody for a very short time, but for real, and then wake them back up again. Has anybody with a healthy body ever undergone that where you could prove that this technology goes?
No, we're way too far away from that. But, you know, that's kind of the wrong barometer to hold this to, because we're not the hospital of the future. We're just the ambulance ride to get you
right,
there.
Right, right, yeah.
So, in essence, if we could bring you back today, we wouldn't need cryonics to get you there.
Well, but I guess
if that makes any sense. It's like saying, would we do, you know, should we do cancer research? Well, we can't cure cancer, so why would we dump money into this or even open ourselves up to the question?
But more the ambulance ride to the hospital, more, I think, to the point it would be an ambulance ride to a hospital that's not quite built yet, but we hope by the time we get there that the hospital will be built.
In the same way, in the same way we do cancer research. We hope that we'll uncover secrets to, science by investigating.
I think, why not Hail Mary? You're already going to be dead, and if a life insurance policy gets you in the game, and it doesn't, I mean, what is a $28,000 life support, or life insurance policy can't cost all that much over the years, and if it works, man, you win. But it's like betting it all on black. Maybe a little less than that, but you know what I mean. It's why not? Why not give it a go? But
you've got nothing to lose, really. I mean, and everything to gain. Let's say cryonics doesn't work. We're advancing science by finding out what is or is not possible. But if it works, oh my gosh, we fought the good fight, and the most important thing is the life of our family and friends, and It's what medicine does.
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, we're all going to die. That's 100% for sure. And so, if your insurance policy is maybe they put me in the cryogenic tank and give me the nitrogen bath, and hopefully your company will be around for a long time. But so obviously there's going to be fine print. Let's say something terrible happens. The company goes bankrupt. What goes on with the people?
Well, we've operated for 40 plus years with no incident. All of our money is compounding in index funds. And again, we're a nonprofit. Our records are open for public scrutiny. Everyone can see exactly how every penny is spent. We're kind of a co-op of like-minded individuals. So in order for our finances to collapse, the world's finances would have to collapse. And then it doesn't really matter where your money is anyhow.
But just for the sake of an answer, I assume that the you just contact somebody's relatives as far as you can get to them. And go, hey, your great-great-grandfather's getting ready to thaw out, so if you want to bury him proper or in the traditionally, then you better come get him.
Yeah, I really don't anticipate that happening, but I suppose, you know, if that was the scenario, we would try to, you know, work as ethically as we could with the families involved.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Can you look at these people? Like, could a relative come and see you in the ice?
Yes, but I mean, people do visit our facilities, and we try to make it warm and welcoming for them. But you can't really see the patients because they're in these liquid nitrogen containers and
windows.
Even if you could open up the top, I mean, the boil off would just got that cold smog.
Yeah,
that you see when you put dry ice in the water. So
windows, man, you need windows or some kind of a camera, frozen camera in there, just not, you know what I mean? Like, let's face it, if we're gonna get crazy, like, why not? I mean, it's a crazy idea to freeze yourself and think maybe someday they can bring me back. Why not throw a camera in there so you can go see Uncle Steve, you know?
Well, you know, if people considered heart transplantation crazy, or you know, 100 years ago, if your heart stopped as far as CPR goes, that would have been desecration of a body. But look, we bring people back today with today's technologies.
Oh, listen, I who knows the future? Again, I'm not against this idea, but I just think what would make me do this? Would I like to go see my grandma? If it wasn't too weird, you know, like, it would be kind of fun to go see your uncle frozen or your great uncle, your great great grandfather. Like, it's, you know, it's a bit of a draw. And then maybe he actually does come back. Who knows? But why not? Is it? I don't think it's unethical or I don't think it's too glib. Do you?
Well, I don't know. We don't have windows on caskets, so I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, but, we do have people who lie in state.
Oh, yeah. I forget. Fallon, Lenin or whatever.
Yeah, Lenin is it. And also Kim Jong's dad is lying in state, I think. So it's not unusual. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know what the technical hurdles we'd have to cross for that, but right now we just work on what we can.
Any religious aspects? Anybody freaking out on you? Like churches who get upset? Like somehow you're interrupting the cycle of life?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and we've had people that are, you know, non-religious as far and agnostic and everything else. It's like the heart. I'll go back to heart transplant. You can use your religion to justify getting a heart transplant or not, because people have all sorts of different beliefs.
Well, Jehovah's Witness, Christian Scientist, I'm not worried about it. By the way, are you naked when you get tossed in these, and are you by yourself?
You are wrapped up in a protective material, but there is more than one person in the cryostat, so we can put six people in our cryostat in each one.
It's like a pack of hot dogs, short a couple. It's kind of fantastic. I kind of just imagined a bunch of human, those dill pickles just in the jar like that, just frozen.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't really think of them as dill pickles, but,
well,
you know.
I'm just like, look, it's a weird thing. I think, why not Hail Mary for a life insurance policy, freeze my ass, then I don't have to buy a funeral plot. That on itself is pretty great. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of upside to this. I say, I'm not married and I don't have kids. It doesn't really matter what happens to me when I go. So well, I might as well popsicle me.
40 years ago, you know, the cost of a funeral has gone up, and we've stayed the same. We've actually gone down, adjusted for inflation.
Yeah.
So it might be at some point.
Yeah.
You know, there's
well, think no about difference. It. Monuments, a grave. And once you buy your gravesite, do you have to keep paying, or is it just you pay one price and that's forever?
Up front.
Yeah, but still, then you get, you know, funeral home, you get all the business embalming and all that stuff. I mean, you're definitely talking around 10 grand. You know, 28's not that far away, especially when you think life insurance policy.
Say I have a policy that's about that. I pay like 110 bucks a year.
Popsicle it, man.
There it is.
Why wouldn't you?
That's about a $30,000 policy. Mm-hmm. This could come around for a second tour.
I got to tell you, I think it's an interesting idea. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? You know, we can do brain surgery now. We really did make mechanical hearts. Now we haven't got them. They're not great, but we can take pig valves and we can put them into people's hearts. And we have stents and aortic grafts that go in through your leg. And, you know, I have a buddy who works for Medtronic. And years ago, you know, that Widowmaker, if your aorta was going to go and tear, you're done.
Yep.
And, I mean, how long has that technology been around, Dennis, for the new really great grafts, the ones that actually grow into the artery?
Yeah, I mean, it, you're right. It's so amazing. Like, even the cell phone I'm talking to you on.
Sure.
You know, 30 years ago, that didn't exist. I mean, that's like a crystal. I mean, to a primitive culture, that's like a crystal ball. I can
sure
contact anyone.
You mean
anywhere
like
on the face of the earth.
Star Trek? You know, and it's like Star Trek.
Access.
Flip phones.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
yeah,
exactly. Look at Star Trek. Flip phones are iPads are the little communicator, or the communicators are like flip phones, and then iPads are like their little computer screens. It's all happening. Now, tell me this, Dennis. Do you have any relatives that you have tossed in the ice?
No, but my whole family, my wife and children are signed up, and a lot of friends are. So the hope is, you know, I love my family, and hope is that maybe someday I'll be able to see them again.
That would be nice. Are your mom and dad still with us?
My mother is. My father is not, and he unfortunately did not opt for Kranich.
And would your mom, is she like a hard no, or is she like maybe?
She's a hard no.
Yeah, well, older people.
She's old school.
Yeah, my mom is too. Trust me, if I told her I was going to freeze her, she'd just get weirded out. She would, but she'd believe that she would feel it. Like my mom, I go, Mom, why don't you just get cremated? And she was horrified. I said cremated. Horrified. Like she was going to be burnt.
Like she's going to hell, and you were the one in charge of it.
Like she would know. She was being, I'm like, Mom, I think if you're dead, you don't feel it. So if I said, you want to get popsicled? She'd be like, yeah.
Just think you're taking the burden of planning and having to go through the steps of everything with a funeral or a celebration alive or whatever the hell you're doing.
I don't know. I just think it'd be a lot more fun when I die if people just talk about the weirdness that I got shoved in a giant cryotank.
He's on ice.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. Would you be willing to put a bottle of whiskey in there with me?
Well, if I didn't get a hold of the whiskey before you did.
A little Johnny on the rocks. It'd be fantastic. All right, listen.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could split it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's interesting. Cryonics.org, CRYONICS.org. Here's why I like you. A lot of reasons, Des. I think you have a good sense of humor, but you understand and you don't sell it. Like, it's ultra possible right now. You're saying this is a possibility. This is how you'd pay for it. And if you're already going to be dead, why wouldn't you take a shot at it?
Yeah, it's relative. It's a Pascal's wager. You get really nothing to lose, everything to gain on this. So
no.
I'm surprised more people don't do it. But, you know, we don't oversell it, and we're not religious zealots on this whole thing.
Well, I'd do it.
You know, what if? You know, you never know.
T, would you?
I made my mind up on cremation. I'm dead set on that.
Why so dead set on that?
Just because. I mean, it's just one of those. There's just too many. You look at all the cemeteries and stuff. There are a lot of, you know, crowded all together.
But he's got room where he's at.
Yeah, but it's just taking up space, and I'm dead. I'm gone.
He's done.
Listen, you don't have a problem taking up space now.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Why not? Would you be cool with doing it to Mike?
His decision, but fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. No, listen, we need to, we'll keep talking about this, Dennis. We'll see where this goes. We'll stay in touch with you. Because, man, I'm $28,000, cryonics.org, CRYONICS.org. And you've put how many people in the ice?
We've got over 200 people already frozen, and we've got over 2,000 lined up and interested in the process. So,
And how many people have paid and they're just waiting to kick off?
About 2,000.
Wow. And you have room. Ultimately, you can just expand. Like the money, when it gets cashed, it will give you the room to expand. And then eventually, like, I mean, you're going to have 10, it could have 10, 15,000 people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're actually growing exponentially. And I think that's because maybe the younger generation, and the advancements in science are kind of showing people the way.
Yeah, listen, I don't care if you throw me in the wood chipper when I'm dead, Dennis, for real. Like, I mean, go Gallagher, just put it outside somebody's house I don't like and just throw me in the wood chipper and pepper them with it. I'm okay with all of it. Like, to me, when you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. I mean, it's just over. So I think it'd be pretty funny for people, all your friends, to still go, dude, he's still frozen in that goddamn jar. Like, that's pretty great. That's a lot funnier and stranger and more indicative of my life than it would be to get stuck in the ground with a weird stone over you with your name on it.
You know, it's not for everyone, but for those people who want to give it a shot, we're there for you.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Did you ever think when you were a kid and becoming a firefighter that this is where you're going to end up?
No, it's something that just kind of developed over time, you know, as a paramedic and working with saving people's lives over time. I thought, boy, this is amazing that this could actually work. And I said I wanted to be part of it, and I helped out. It's a lot of volunteer work on my part. But, some of my friends give me a hard time.
Well,
other people understand and support it fully.
When people call the office of cryonics.org, tell me the on-hold music is the theme to Frozen.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. What did you say?
When people are put on hold at cryonics, tell me that the on-hold music is the theme to the movie Frozen.
There is no... I think we get dispersed with that annoying on-hold music.
Dennis, come on. We got to keep our sense of humor here. That would be fantastic, man.
Yeah, I forgot the song. Yeah, there's a couple songs I guess you could put in there.
Oh, Cold as Ice. I mean, it just goes on and on, man. Yeah, Ice Ice Baby. You could have a never-ending super loop.
Sure.
At the very least, in the little area where they keep the people, I just think, listen, we're all going to die. Don't take it so seriously, man. Nobody gets out of here alive.
And there you go.
Right? All right, D. Thank you. Stay there.